Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.
Teacher unions have expressed serious concern this afternoon about the timing of certain Leaving Cert exams happening next year. In a joint statement issued by the ASCI and the TUI, the union said they're opposed to moving English Paper 1 and Irish Paper 1 to the end of fifth year, and they say the Department of Education must act urgently to address the issue. Well, Liz Farrell is President of the Teachers Union of Ireland, the TUI, and she joins me now. Liz, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac.
So what's did I get that right, that the Paper 1 in English and Irish are moving to the end of fifth year, and that's a big change that you're worried about?
It is. It is a huge change, and I think the issue is the fact that it's happening in September of this year. So as of September of this year, we have been told that Paper 1, English and Irish, will happen at the end of that fifth year. We believe the move to be educationally unsound, rather than alleviate stress for students, it will actually compound it.
Why educationally unsound?
Because it doesn't take into account a myriad of issues besides the fact that assessing language and literature, which are intrinsically taught together, they're interwoven, intertwined and interdependent, and to separate one from the other is bizarre for any English teacher or any Irish teacher. I mean, we're a nation of storytellers, of writers, of the Sean Uckles and the Baileys, and now what we're being told is that these young people, particularly those who don't have the opportunity to do transition year for whatever reason, and there are 25% of our young people who don't avail of transition year, they will be going in to do an exam in third year, in fifth year, and in sixth year.
So they're going straight from the junior cycle right into a Leaving Cert exam at the end of the following year.
Exactly, exactly. That's 15, 16, 17-year-olds, and you're talking about huge stress. The specifications in both Irish and English are designed to be examined at the end of sixth year.
You cannot have it both ways, because you've been saying for years that the one big bang exam of the Leaving Cert, as it was traditionally, was also too stressful. So now, the in fairness to the powers that be, they're trying to separate the exams do little bits in fifth year and little bits in the final year. Isn't that, won't that actually decrease stress?
I agree with you on the first point. It won't decrease stress because we've just said it and we've clearly said it out there. There will be exams in fifth year. We have no idea when they're happening. We have no idea what format they're going to take. We have no idea who corrects them, where they get the results, when they'll get the results. So you're having a huge element of stress over 2 years. But also, can I just, absolutely, you're right. We have been saying for years that change needs to happen. And we agree with an awful lot of the stuff that has been introduced and that is proposed. Currently, there are 27 of 41 subjects that have second components. And that's by way of project work. And 100% the TUI is in favour of second components that will help to alleviate stress. This will not alleviate stress, it will compound it.
So you're in favour of second components, but not in this way, is that it?
Yes, it's the two subject associations. I note the Irish National Organisation of Teachers of English and on Grayson, the subject association for Irish, have both come out and said that this will not work and it won't work because the language and literature are together. They're symbiotic. They should never be separated out.
Surely teachers were consulted before this decision was taken.
This absolutely, there was no consultation about this issue at all. There was no consultation with the stakeholders. This was an announcement that was made. We heard about this on the 29th of March last year, and we have had no further engagements. And that is what's really problematic. It's because we don't know how we are to progress. And we do know that it's happening in schools already. The transition year has already become a focus for a third year of Leaving Cert.
And tell me this, you said there in passing you don't know who'll mark these papers. Is that right?
Well, we don't know how they're going to be marked. In the
you
sense
can hazard
of,
a guess, though, Liz.
Well, I'm hazarding a guess that they're going to be put in an envelope and sent away. But, I mean, if the SEC are under pressure to get people to correct exams, they're going to have three sets of exams to correct this year.
It could well be the teachers.
Well, that's... Look, I mean, the devil is in the detail, absolutely, but that absolutely was not mooted in any way, shape or form.
Would you be opposed to that?
Well, I mean, we're opposed to the absolute idea of it, so I don't think that even the suggestion that we corrected, I mean, would be... Yes, we would absolutely be. I mean, external.
But it's obviously not off the table. It's not off the table. And you were you weren't consulted about this splitting the exam and putting paper one in fifth year. You weren't consulted about who could mark the exam. So, as of now, am I right? Would it be fair to say and reasonable to say that it's not off the table that teachers would correct the exams?
No, I don't think it's on the table because I genuinely think that that would have had to have been told. But having said that, we've no detail. None. But I mean, the TUI's position, as in the ASTI's, as well as on Greystone and I note the subject associations, would be of the opinion that the externally marked exams are absolutely paramount to the trust and integrity of the examination system. And
Are you accepting this paper one in fifth year then, at the end of fifth year, as a fait accompli at this stage?
I absolutely am not accepting it as a fait accompli. I think everybody has spoken against it. And everybody has spoken against it in the most respectful way. And what we're saying is we have no detail. And on that basis, surely somebody can change things.
Okay, well, look, we'll leave it there. Them are fighting words. Liz Farrell of the TUI, thank you very much indeed.